Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Untitled, the album show. It's Uma and Ezra, and we're featuring Thriller by Michael Jackson from 1982, of course, produced by Quincy Jones and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and now for context, this was actually the follow-up to Jackson's successful previous studio album, Off the Wall. What a great record.
Yeah.
This album continued on with the exploration of pop, post-disco, rock, and funk, and with a production budget of $750,000, Thriller became and currently remains the world's best-selling album with estimated sales of 66 million copies in the US alone and 105 million copies globally.
I think that's a good return on investment.
That's a little crazy.
Here's the first track, Wanna Be Starting Something.
I said you wanna be starting something.
So you're going to hear the popular vocal hook at the end of this track, Mama Say, Mama Say, Mama Kusa.
Yep.
It's a very popular hook, right? So popular that pop star Rihanna sampled that hook for her 2007 hit single, Don't Stop the Music. But a couple of years later, both artists were sued by a Cameroonian musician. Now, his claim that both songs stole this hook from his 1972 single, Sol Makossa, without permission. But what happened? Well, more on that after this.
Baby, yeah, yeah. And don't beg, baby, yeah, yeah. If you can't beat your baby, yeah, yeah. You'll be always trying to stop that diamond crying.
That was the first track, Wanna Be Starting Something. Now, Ezra, you left people hanging. What's going on with the story about the Cameroonian musician and Mama Say Mama Sa?
Yeah, well, the Mama Say Mama Sa hook was originally written by Manu Dibango, and he made it popular in 1972. And essentially, Michael Jackson admitted that he borrowed it from Manu Dibango, and it was settled out of court. But when Rihanna asked Michael Jackson for permission to sample the line, he allegedly approved the request without contacting Dibango beforehand. And so Dibango went to court with his lawyers to ensure that Mama Say Mama Sa related income would be redirected to Dibango and not anyone else.
Wow, that's really interesting. Now for this next track, songwriter Rod Temperton was responsible for composing some of the most beloved and best recognized songs of the 70s and 80s. With Michael, they wrote the chart topper Rock With You and the title track Thriller, but he essentially came up with the two non-singles of the album. These aren't bad songs at all, except that the quality of the other tracks in the album provided such stiff competition for themselves. Now, here's the one that Temperton wrote. It's called Baby Be Mine.
I don't need no dreams when I'm by your side. Ooh. Every moment takes me to paradise.
Yeah.
was Baby Be Mine. It's a great track.
It is.
Yeah, but that was one of the two non-singles. And pretty much after this, it's going to be hit after hit after hit. We're listening to Thriller by Michael Jackson on Untitled, the album show. More after this on BFM 89.9.
Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Untitled, the album show with Ezra and Uma, and man, are we listening to one of the greats today. It's yeah. Michael Jackson's Thriller, released on November 30th, 1982.
Now, this next song features a certain Paul McCartney of a little-known band called the Beatles. So that's star power times two, right? And believe it or not, this next song actually served as the lead single from Jackson's opus Thriller. I mean, not Billie Jean, not Beat It, not Thriller, but this next song. Here's Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney with The Girl Is Mine.
Every night she walks right in my dreams since I met her from the start. I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine. I don't understand the way you think, saying that she's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time, because she's mine. She tell you I'm the one for her, 'cause she said I blow her mind. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. Don't waste your time, because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
She's mine.
No, 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 she's mine.
The girl is mine.
Michael, we're not gonna fight about this, okay?
Paul, I think I told you. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Michael. She told me that I'm her forever lover, you know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
That was Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney with The Girl Is Mine, the first single off Thriller. Now, this collaboration between the former Beatle and the ex-Jackson 5 singer came about simply because Michael and Quincy Jones just wanted to work with Paul McCartney.
Right.
So Jones suggested the song subject of two men squabbling over a woman. They both got to it and wrote the tune while watching cartoons. And when it came to the recording and instrumentation of the song, they got in touch with David Paich, Jeff and Steve Porcaro, and Steve Lukather from the band Toto, yeah, which we featured very recently, as they were one of the best session musicians in town at the time.
Now, despite, you know, their chemistry in the studio, the pop stars' relationship deteriorated in 1985, essentially after Michael Jackson acquired the ATV Music Publishing catalog. Now,
that of the Beatles songs,
that's
right.
He included the rights to many of the Beatles songs written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon. And of course, ironically, it was McCartney who had counseled Jackson on the value of owning publishing rights.
Insane. Coming up is a song that gets a lot of airplay during Halloween. The original demo of the track had the working title as Starlight and then Midnight Man before it was finally settled on Thriller. And what's unique about this song is that the music video revolutionized music video production. It spawned the making of genre of documentary while helping create a market for VHS rentals and sales because fans were desperate to see it when they wanted rather than at the will of the TV stations.
That's almost the equivalent of YouTube, but in the 80s.
Instant.
Director John Landis was involved for the Thriller music video.
Amazing director. He did An American Werewolf in London and The Blues Brothers.
Yep. I mean, this video sealed MTV's reputation as a new cultural force. It dissolved racial barriers in the station's treatment of music. And in 2009, became the first music video to be inducted into the Library of Congress's National Film Registry.
Here it is, Thriller.
Lurking in the dark.
Now, in this middle talkie section is when you hear the narrator performed brilliantly by the actor Vincent Price. And when he agreed to do the voice work, Price was given a choice between taking a percentage of the album proceeds or being paid a flat fee of $20,000. Now, it's 1982. His career was well established and money wasn't a huge issue.
Right.
So he went with the 20K option.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? I mean, considering that it sold more than 110 million copies, it must have stung a tiny little bit. But, you know, you think about it, $20,000 for 96 words, that's nothing to sneeze at.
Not at all.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay,
you know, I remember watching Thriller on television for the first time, and I was scared. I was legitimately scared, but I was so intrigued by the dancing, and I liked the dancing sequences, but I didn't like the other parts, the film.
And, well, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, and it was really hard to wrap my head around because I was scared but excited at the same time, and I didn't know whether it was a feature film or whether it was just this amazing zombie choreography that I was attracted to.
Hey, but all of his videos had that same appeal, right? I mean, Thriller kind of set the bar, but even if you remember that Billie Jean video, with him walking on a sidewalk and each of the tiles lighting up wherever he stood, I mean, that was an incredible video. And as a kid, I just remember going, isn't that amazing?
We've got more music coming up as we feature Thriller by Michael Jackson. It's untitled The Album Show on BFM 89.9.
Bruce Freddie Morrissey, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. You're listening to Untitled, the album show. We're featuring a great album, safe to say. It's Michael Jackson's Thriller from 1982. Now, this next song, it features a classic and iconic guitar solo by Eddie Van Halen. And the story goes that when Van Halen was initially contacted by Quincy Jones, the producer, Van Halen thought he was receiving a prank call. But after establishing that it was in fact genuine, Eddie Van Halen did the solo for free as a favor to Quincy.
Here it is, folks, the Grammy winner for Record of the Year in 1984. This is Beat It.
You better run, you better do it.
it's black rock. I never thought about it, but this was like, this is what black rock sounded like in the 80s.
Yeah, and Thriller's phenomenal success led to this breaking down of traditional racial barriers on FM radio at the time. Now, New York's WPLJ, a white station,
right,
played Jackson's Beat It because of, wait for it, Eddie Van Halen's appearance on it, right?
It's
that
crazy.
Was the only reason they played this song.
It's 1982.
I know. And the song caused a wave of protest from some listeners who didn't want, in quotes, black music on their station. MTV also had a reputation for favoring white performers at the time, and its heavy rotation of Jackson videos actually helped alleviate that criticism.
Yeah, and of course, we mentioned earlier about the significant role MTV played in the success of Thriller, but they had a call to make about this particular album, this particular artist, and, you know, this album rolled out an unprecedented assault on radio as well. So,
yeah.
So before Thriller, labels only promoted 3 or 4 singles for most albums, and essentially the concern for putting out more singles was whether it could hit the top 10 charts. After all that money and effort,
that's all that mattered.
Yeah, and so during a 15-month period, Epic released 7 of the 9 tracks from Thriller as singles, and get this, all of them landed on the top 10.
Yeah, ultimately, Thriller spent 122 weeks on the Billboard 200, leading Epic to one of its greatest periods of prosperity. And given the decline in album sales, the rise of digital downloads, and the lack of an heir apparent to Jackson, it's unlikely that another album will ever dominate radio, video, or the collective consciousness the way that Thriller did.
Now, coming up as you hear this beat is a song that Quincy Jones was worried that people would confuse the name of with tennis player Billie Jean King. Jones wanted to change the name to Not My Lover, but Michael Jackson won that battle. Here it is, Billie Jean.
Who you love, and be careful what you do.
was Billie Jean off Michael Jackson's Thriller.
You know, if it's an early Friday night or Saturday night and there's nobody on the dance floor at the clubs yet, you know, put this song on and, you know, it's a DJ's relief because everybody just starts getting off their seats and onto the dance floor.
Because it doesn't matter how old you are, you know this song, right? It makes you want to dance. We've just got two more tracks coming your way from Thriller. Don't go anywhere. This is Untitled, the album show on BFM 89.9.
Break from mediocrity. BFM 89.9.
It's Untitled, the album show with Uma and Ezra. And this hour we've been featuring Thriller by Michael Jackson from 1982. Now, for this next song, it's one of Jackson's more vulnerable R&B ballads, and it actually had a surprising origin. Of course, as mentioned, all roads lead back to rock band Toto because some of the band members, including keyboardist Steve Porcaro, played on the recording of the album.
Yeah, Quincy Jones was still hunting for songs, so Toto sent over a couple of demos. But at the end of the tape was an unfinished instrumental that caught Jones's ear. Jones sent it to lyricist John Bettis, and this is the guy who also co-wrote soft and tender hits like The Carpenters, Top of the World, and Madonna's Crazy for You. And the result? Well, it perfectly fit Michael's shy, breathy vocals, even if the plot involves hitting the clubs and snagging a one-night stand.
Now, it was a last-minute addition to the album, but this song went on to become its fifth single and a top 10 summer hit. This is Human Nature.
Looking out across the night, the city winds a sleepless eye. Hear her voice shake my window. Sweet seducing sighs. Get me out into the night, for walls won't hold. Just an apple, then let me take a bite. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does they do it that way? If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does they do it that way? Reaching out, a stranger, electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl, she knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. City's heart begins to beat. Reach
That was Human Nature. Now we've got some fun facts and trivia for you, so we're going to go through them one by one. First up, real gang members from the Blood and Crips were actually brought in to be extras in the Beat It video.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really necessary, right?
Get some actors.
Oh, here's another fun fact that I love. There were over 1,500 inmates, and I think you've seen this video on YouTube, of the Cebu Provincial Detention and Rehabilitation Center, and it basically is a maximum security prison in the Philippines. And, you know, these 1,500 inmates, they recreated the zombie dance from Thriller.
Wow.
And it was posted up on YouTube, and, you know, that video has had tens and hundreds of millions of views.
Another fun fact, Hollywood legend Fred Astaire was actually a fan of Michael Jackson's dancing. And wait, apparently he taught him the moonwalk, as in Jackson taught Fred Astaire the moonwalk.
All right.
That's amazing, right? He attended a Thriller rehearsal.
Wouldn't it be crazy just to see him
Fred Astaire
in the background as a zombie?
I know.
And here's another fun fact. Of course, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, wife of JFK, she was busy editing Jackson's moonwalk autobiography at the time. She was an editor at Doubleday, a publishing house.
Yeah.
And of course, when they were filming at 3 a.m. in a bad neighborhood in East Los Angeles, she was hanging out in Jackson's Winnebago just doing some serious copy editing.
That's amazing. And finally, last piece of trivia for you. His sisters, Janet and Latoya Jackson, sang backing vocals for this next track. In fact, they were the only Jacksons to appear on the entire album. Here it is, PYT, Pretty Young Thing.
Where did you come from, baby? And ooh, won't you take me there right away? Won't you, baby? Tender roadie, you've got to be. Spark my need, just sugar fly. Pretty young thing.
Yeah, so we didn't manage to play all of the album, but I mean, as mentioned, 7 singles out of 9. Pretty amazing.
All winners.
Right?
It's funny though. I guess we were growing up at a time when music like this wasn't necessarily easy to come by. So we would hear it on the radio, we'd see the music videos on TV, because, you know, cassettes and stuff were quite expensive.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time, I would only hear single tracks from this album. And I think I was well into my late teens before I actually heard Thriller as an album by itself on its own.
Right. And I think I remember thinking that, oh, this must be like the greatest hits of this particular artist
exactly.
named Michael Jackson.
And then you're like, they're all from one album?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Folks, if you enjoy the show, you can download the podcast, and you can do so by downloading the BFM 89.9 app on Apple's App Store and on Google Play. We've been featuring Thriller by Michael Jackson on Untitled, the album show. It's Uma and Ezra signing out for BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.